It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Border Crossings is the name of the program, and requests and dedications are what we do for the next hour. We're happy you're with us here on Border Crossings here on the VOA 1 network. If you would like to join, call 202-619-2077. That's our studio number for requests and dedications. And we will start off today's show with a request from Maria Khadija Samai. And it's a birthday request for Maria's little brother. So happy birthday, bro. This is Katy Perry. And this is called Chained to the Rhythm, right here on Border Crossings.
Connect, inspire, eh. Up in all your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up, the lions.
Crossings, Chained to the Rhythm. That is the new one from Katy Perry's upcoming album featuring Skip Marley, Bob's grandson. And thank you, Maria, for requesting Chained to the Rhythm for your little brother on his birthday. Happy birthday. Katy Perry in the news for a variety of reasons, and I will share those with you. First of all, she performed on the Grammys, sang that song on the Grammys. and looked gorgeous in her white outfit with her blonde hair. She really looked beautiful. The performance was great. She made a subtle political statement. She wore an armband to the Grammys, and the armband said "Persist" on it. And I know that she's been participating in protests and marches on behalf of her political beliefs, but she was there with a "Persist" armband. She also unveiled a brand new makeup line during the broadcast itself of the Grammys. They aired a new CoverGirl makeup line from Katy, a commercial. And today she's announced that she is putting out a brand new line of shoes on the Katy Perry collection. She says this is something that she's been working on for the last 4 years. And today, the new shoes go on sale at Macy's and Lord & Taylor and higher-end department stores here in the United States, with a price range between $59 and $299 a pair. So just a couple of notes about Katy Perry. She's going to be performing March 5th at the iHeart Music Awards. You know, there's been controversy between Katy and Taylor Swift for a while. And they talk about the controversy that's existed between the two of them. Bad blood, supposedly inspired by the rift between those two. Well, Katy has to get a filter. She has to learn when and what to say about other artists, or, you know, how it might be perceived. At the Grammys, she was being interviewed before the Grammy show. And Ryan Seacrest, who did the pre-Grammy show interviews, asked her how things are going and why did you disappear from the music scene? We haven't seen you in a while. And she said, well, I've been taking care of my mental health. I haven't shaved my head yet. Referring to Britney Spears, who did shave her head a number of years ago and had a very public meltdown that made headlines for quite a while. Britney responded to this yesterday, and she responded to it in a very simple, non-confrontational way. She made a heart sign with her hands. You know how people make a heart symbol with their hands. And she wrote the caption under the heart sign photo of the sunset. She wrote a biblical quote. And the biblical quote is, her mouth speaks from that which fills her heart. So there you go. Oh, come on, girls, work it out. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. If you want to join us, call 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, like Tekla Work Ayalu in Ethiopia. Here's a new listener. It's Debisa Etecha, who's brand new to the program. Debbie, we welcome you. Solomon Gabisa says, I've been busy, but I'm listening. Sam Addis in Ethiopia is tuned in. Rock Lee Jr. also listens to our show. So thank you, everybody, for checking in with us. Here's a request from a new listener named Alpine Cool Ocean Amos. And this is Eminem and Nate Roos for everybody in Uganda, Headlights.
Never thinking about who, what I said, perp, in what verse. My mom probably got it the worst, the brunt of it, but as stubborn as we are, did I take it too far? Cleaning out my closet and all them other songs, but regardless, I don't hate you, cause mom, you're still beautiful to me, cause you're my mom. Though far be it from you to be calm, my house was Vietnam, Desert Storm, and both it was put together, could form an atomic bomb, equivalent to chemical warfare, and forever we could drag this on and on, but agree to disagree. That gift from me up under the Christmas tree don't mean it's to me. You're kicking me out, it's 15 degrees and it's Christmas Eve. Little bitch, just leave. Ma, let me grab my fleek off coat. Anything to have each other's goat. Why we always at each other's throats. Especially when dad, he forced us both. We're in the same cosmic boat. You'd think that'd make us close. Further away, it drove us. But together, headlights shine and car full of belongings. Still got a ways to go. Like the grandma's house, it's straight up the road. And I was the man of the house, the oldest. So my shoulders carried the weight of the load. Then it got taken away by the state at 8 years old, and that's when I realized you were sick and it wasn't fixable or changeable. And to this day we've remained estranged, and I hate it though, but
I guess we are who we are. Headlights shining in the dark that I drive on. Maybe we took this too far.
Cause to this day we remain estranged, and I hate it though, cause you ain't even get to witness your grandbaby's growth. But I'm sorry, mama, for cleaning out my closet at the time. I was angry, rightfully maybe so. Never meant that far to take it though, cause now I know it's not your fault, and I'm not making jokes. That song on a longer play, it shows, and I cringe every time it's on the radio. And I think of Nathan being placed in a home, and all the medicine you fed us, and how I just wanted you to taste your own. But now the medication's taking over, and your mental state's deteriorating slow. And I'm way too old to cry, this is painful though. But my, I forgive you, so does Nathan, yo. All you did, all you said, you did your best to raise us both. Foster care, that cross you bear, few may be as heavy as yours. But I love you, Debbie Mathers, oh what a tangled web we have. Cause one thing I never asked was, what my deadbeat dad was. And I guess he had trouble keeping up with every address. But I'd have flipped every mattress, every rock and desert cactus. Own a collection of maps and followed my kid to the edge of the Atlas. Someone ever moved him from me, that you could have bet you out. If I had to come down the chimney dressed as Santa, kidnap him. And all the one has only met the grandma once. You pulled up in our drive one night as we were leaving to get some hamburgers. Me, her, and Nate, we introduced you, hugged you. And as you left, I had this overwhelming sadness come over me as we pulled off to go our separate paths. And I saw your headlights as I looked back, and I'm mad I didn't get the chance to thank you for being my mom and my dad. So mom, please accept this as a tribute. I wrote this on the jet. I guess I had to get this off my chest. I hope I get the chance to lay it for him dead. The student said to fasten my seatbelt. I guess we're crashing. So if I'm not dreaming, I hope you get this message that I will always love you from afar. You're my mom.
I guess we are who we are. Headlights shining in the dark that I drive on. Maybe we took this too far.
I want a new life.
Start over.
One without a cause. So I'm coming home tonight. Well, no matter what the cost, and if the plane goes down, or if the crew can't wake me up, we'll just know that I'm alright. I was not afraid to die. Oh, even if there's songs to sing, well, my children will carry me. Just know that I'm.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Yeah.
That body suit that you're wearing, girl, it fits you like paint. You think that I'ma sit here and pass this chance when I ain't? I got some thoughts set on you and many things we can do. And many women in my life, but yet I only love you. Your number, one on my list, and I reminisce over our first kiss. And girlfriend, you'll picture this. Let's relight the candle, give this one no shot. I never meant to mistreat you, girl, I need you with love.
Baby, you can.
Crossings and that group, 112, from the home of the Falcons, Hotlanta. And they, of course, are also the home of the Sweet Tea. I've been to Atlanta, and that's where Sweet Tea is from. But 112, the guys grew up together singing as far back as middle school. Darren Jones, Michael Keith, Reginald Finley, and they decided to actually put their group together while they worked at a McDonald's. In Atlanta, they said, let's make a group. So they called it 112. Had a few hits 15, 20 years ago. And that is a request from Ligichette Antoinette. And Ligichette, thank you for listening. The song is called Come See Me. Please Come See Me. So I hope you enjoyed that from 112 here on Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and I've got some big news if you're a Michael Jackson fan. We're not playing a Michael Jackson song today. I don't see any Michael Jackson on the show, but I just got this news sent to me from my friends at Sony who wanted to share some great news because I know we have a lot of Michael Jackson fans that tune into the show. Probably Michael has been for years the most popularly requested artist on this show. The Thriller album has just reached 33 million sales in the United States. It is the only album to be certified diamond three times. 10 million copies in order to get diamond. Three times diamond. 33 million in the U.S. That's just in the U.S. Now, here's the big news. If you add the worldwide sales of the Thriller album together, 105 million copies of one album. And there are artists who work their entire career and are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and regarded as superstars whose total album sales is 100 million. And Michael's one album, 105 million. His Bad album just reached 10 million copies sold. So there you go. Just a little Michael Jackson news to share with you here, because I know you like Michael. I want to say hello to Owalo England Geographer, who's listening and said, well done, Larry. Rote Kong Job tunes in and said, how's the gang doing? We're all doing fine. Thank you for asking. Kenya Kofi Hurdles made a request. Mary Buckman tunes in to 98.1 FM in Ghana. Ben Kanu is with us today and works at Sierra Tel. And that's Sierra Leone. Ayub Tillohun is listening and made a request. Bravo Imam is tuned in. Maud Coley listens. Augustino Jao Josie. Jenny Lynn Asway. Also heard from quite a few other people. Some have even sent in maps. It's very interesting. I get maps of people's hometown or where they work or go to school. Let's say Letsu Dennis Selassie. Wrote in and sent me a map of Noguchi Memorial Institute. So in case I should decide to drive there, I've got my GPS map and I'm all set in Ghana, in Accra. But I thank you for sending me those maps and letting me know where it is you listen. Coming up next, we have a request from another new listener, Mwenyeji Spikes. Mwenyeji wants me to play Ariana Grande, who's on the Dangerous Woman Tour. That's the name of her new album, so it's the name of her latest tour. And she's a couple of weeks into the tour. Her grandmother came to see the first show in Las Vegas, and her grandmother left kind of mortified because she wasn't expecting the nasty language. And I guess Ariana doesn't hold back when she's in concert and uses some profanity. Grandma wasn't expecting it. So they had a photo on social media of Grandma with her hands over her ears, which is kind of interesting. Now, here's another thing. There was a photo yesterday posted on the Internet of Ariana Grande and her boyfriend, Mac Miller, They've been dating for a while. And her fans thought Mac Miller was Justin Bieber. Apparently, this picture made him look a lot like Justin Bieber. So she responded and said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not dating Justin Bieber. I'm very happy with my man, Mac Miller. Here's Ariana Grande, title track to the new album, Dangerous Woman, on Border Crossings.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin on my neck, don't you stop, boy. Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do things that I shouldn't. Something about. Nothing to prove and I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God, don't you stop, oh. Something about
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. That I've kept. I put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I again. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Farewell to peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day, you give me purpose. In every way. Oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
I don't know if this is wrong because someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just, like, try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just, like, understanding that's just how it is.
Relationship advice from Justin Bieber. Who posted a message on Instagram on Valentine's Day saying, I don't have a Valentine. All I ever wanted was Valentine. He posted that video message on Instagram. And then he went on and said, you know what my favorite song is right now? My favorite song is Starboy. And then he started laughing hysterically. And of course, he was referring in a sarcastic way to his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend, The Weeknd, whose hit is Starboy. That is Justin Bieber, Purpose, and a request from Leo Gabriel, who is listening to our show. Heard from Ionel Movila and Tegan Tedla Mamo, Cletus Clarks, said, I'm on the way to a lecture right now. Bright Kumado Apode listens in Buffalo, New York. Formerly from Ghana, and I would assume he's listening to our live stream at voanews.com. And that is where you can catch our live stream. And the very same website, voanews.com, also has archive files of the Border Crossings radio show and TV show. And it's as simple as this. Go to voanews.com, click on broadcast schedule, and then it'll give you a choice of radio or TV. You get the tabs. You click on which tab you want. And you can pick from any of our radio or TV shows to enjoy. And they've also got all of the other Voice of America English language programs up there as well. So voanews.com, broadcast schedule. I heard from a listener named Cambridge Scholar, which sounds very impressive if you're a Cambridge Scholar. Bor Bor Kamara, let's see, Elsa Sarah Vine, and John D. Maley is with us today. So thank you all for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and making your requests. Rhea Lorvin listens to us in Kuwait. She's from the Philippines, and she wants to play this Michael Bolton classic. And this is a song that was done originally back in the 60s by the late Percy Sledge, who was a guest of ours on Border Crossings. This is called When a Man Loves a Woman. It's Michael Bolton on Border Crossings.
Take the world Hi, this is Michael Bolton, and you're listening to Larry London. I know he's difficult to listen to, but hang in there like I did.
Blacked out!
Border Crossings for all the metalheads who are tuned into the show and like them some heavy metal music. There it is for you, Metallica on Border Crossings, and that is their latest, Moth into the Flame. And Eamon Amarth requested the version with Lady Gaga that appeared on the Grammys, and we don't have the rights to play that. And it hasn't been released as a song, so that is the Metallica version of it without Lady Gaga. That is actually on their latest album. That is their newest single. And this week, the drummer for Metallica was on the Late Late Show with James Corden. The guy's name's Lars Ulrich, and James asked him, what happened on the Grammys? Because, you know, when they performed the song on the show, the mic wasn't working for lead singer James Hetfield. He started singing. No one could hear him. It was some quick thinking by Lady Gaga that saved the performance, because she brought him over to her mic, and so he was singing on her mic, and then they sang together. But Lars told James, I have never in 20 years seen James Hetfield so upset and angry as he was after that technical mishap. Just another reason why live TV isn't always the best idea. You know, we saw it in Times Square New Year's Eve when Mariah Carey's music fell flat and her voice track disappeared. And what a mess that was. Caused her a lot of embarrassment. And so now in the Grammys, to have a mic not working, especially, you know, for a metal performance from Metallica, it was obvious. It wasn't like a subtle thing. It was quite obvious. Metallica, by the way, going on the North American leg of their World Wired tour very, very soon. And speaking of Lady Gaga and her respect and love for Metallica, she was so excited to sing with Metallica on the Grammy, sing that song, Moth into the Flame, that she went and got a tattoo of a moth on her back. Not a small one. It covers her whole back. She got a moth tattoo on her back to mark that special occasion of singing that song with Metallica. A and Donna Pepper just checked in, so I say hello to A and Donna. Thank you very much for messaging us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, Benny Getachew requested a song from The Weeknd. Apparently, The Weeknd is responding to Justin Bieber's negative comments. And Justin, who's, I don't know for anything, I can't think of any other reason that Justin be so mean, is that he's jealous that The Weeknd and Selena Gomez are getting on so well, which they are. But apparently, E! News is reporting that The Weeknd's next single is a song that is kind of directed at Justin Bieber in some way. And the song is titled Some Way. And you got to listen to the lyrics to the song to get the message behind it. But here is The Weeknd with A Lonely Night for a Benny on Border Crossings.
We're no good for each other, no good for each other. no, no, no. Hey.
Hey, it's Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
Crossing's Beyonce, Sweet Dreams, a request from Cedric in Ghana, who's listening to our show today. Now, there's a bit of controversy now. The Grammys, Beyonce, we all know she didn't get the album of the year, went to Adele. And then Santana said, well, Adele's a singer and Beyonce's not. Well, he clarified that yesterday. Apparently, he's getting some backlash. He said, my intent was to congratulate Adele on her amazing night at the Grammys. My comment about Beyonce was regretfully taken out of context. There's also other further drama. Apparently, the head of the Grammy Association, Neil Portnow, has been accused of racism because the last time a black woman won Album of the Year at the Grammys was 1999. And everybody thought Beyonce should have got that. And he said, no, there's certainly no racism here. The Grammy committee is over 1,400 people who vote and select. So that was his answer to that question. All right, we've got one more song before we go. Designer and Kanye, and they're singing a song about Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner, he been wishing for a burn. The cute play right walking, he know that it's on the burn. If up your BT, Halle Bonji, for no BT, rally for Wally. Cute play right walking, he know that it's on the burn. Timmy Turner, he been wishing for a burn. The cute play right walking, he know that it's on the burn. If up your BT, Halle Bonji, for no BT, rally for Wally. Cute play right walking.
Lord, it's on the burner. Timmy, turn.
One in the nation that breeded us. Why they don't never show me the love? Jesus, show the world if I lead a squad. Walk a water while I feed the sharks. Everybody just got made alert. You might get killed on your way to work. Everyone seeing it in broad day. Nobody filling that paperwork. Nobody cared, it just made it worse. All of the talkers just made it worse. Timmy, two turned up. Grout up, leave the block burnt up. Like, look what you made me do. Look what you made me shoot. Don't ask for help from dude. That crazy dude. I'm the new Steve. Mix of that lead. About to get free. I'm the new Walt. Fuck what you thought. Man, fuck all of y'all. Cause Timmy, two turned up. Grout up, burnt. Leave the block burnt up. Grout up, burnt. Leave the block burnt up.
Timmy Turner, people wishing for a burn. The cute play while you're walking. You know that it's on the furnace, but you beat it. Halle Bargy, but no beat it, rally for Wally. Cute play while you're walking. You know that it's on the furnace. Timmy Turner, people wishing for a burn. Yeah, right, rockin'. You know how the song, the furnace, fuck your BG. Halle Bargy, fuck no BG, rallin' for Wally. Keep yeah, right, rockin'. Know how the song, the furnace. Timmy Turner. He been wishing for a burn. The cute play, right, rockin'. You know how the song, the furnace, fuck your BG. Halle Bargy, fuck no BG, rallin' for Wally. Keep play, right, rockin'. You know how the song, the furnace. Timmy Turner.
Border Crossings. All right, that's designer Timmy Turner. He was asked by BET, who is Timmy Turner? He said, Timmy Turner is me. I was referring to myself when I said that song, because I was wishing for a burner. Okay, there you go. Makes sense to me now. That's all he had to say. Got it now. I want to say Abdul Mumin Zubair, Payam, Vincent Maloba, Roof, Ergeg, Marwan, Kermeda, Issa Dehiru, Hussein Abdillah, and Prince Abdul Fattah. Thank you all for checking in on the Facebook page. We're out of time. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and Nick, our producer intern. This is Border Crossings. We'll be back at you tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network.